you, of course, cover cybersecurity, cybercrime. You've done so for many, many years. And this past week, you unmasked publicly this botnet cybercrime group called Kubeface. So who is Kubeface?
Kubeface is a group of several people. They're based in St. Petersburg, Russia. And I've been tracking them for the past 2.5 years. What's particularly interesting about Kubeface is that they pioneered the propagation of forms over social networking websites, Facebook in particular. And in the process, they earned over $2 million. What's also interesting about Kubeface is the fact that they have also pioneered the use of CAPTCHA on social, the breaking of CAPTCHA on social networking websites by outsourcing it to the infected victim.
Okay, so let's take these one at a time. So first of all, you said that this is a cybercrime group from St. Petersburg in Russia. They've made $2 million. How did you first get turned on to them? How did you first notice them?
Well, I first started noticing them around invite-only mailing lists. Other researchers from the security community started tracking them, and I expressed a very intimate interest in covering them because what made me an impression is that they were propagating across Facebook, and this so far this remains among the few worms that propagates across Facebook. This is what made me an impression, and I started covering them in depth.
So when you say they have made a worm that travels across Facebook, does that mean that previously there was no kind of scams of this type that existed in Facebook before them?
In particular, Kubeface was the first. Well, it was the first worm that was propagating across all social networking websites with such magnitude in the way that only Kubeface can do.
So what would a typical scam look like? How would they get their victims?
A typical scam would look like a fake YouTube video screen. They would advertise it on infected victims, on the walls of the infected victims. Infected victims themselves will advertise links to the bogus video. And when others click on it, they will be exposed to the Kubeface binary, which is called setup.exe. And then they will be exposed to fake security software, also known as scareware, which is how the Kubeface gang monetizes all the traffic, by selling fake security software to victims visiting the properties of the Kubeface gang.
So in other words, so you would get a video, you would click a link thinking that you were going to watch a video, but actually you were installing a piece of malware on your own computer.
Exactly. And what's particularly interesting about Kubeface is that there are no exploits served. There is no exploitation of client-side vulnerabilities. What they do is they run social engineering only. That's the way they propagate it, running on social engineering only.
You have unmasked and posted a lot of personal details about Kubeface on your blog. I'm looking at your blog right now. There's a post that I guess one of the organizers of Kubeface was selling some kittens. He was also selling a BMW car. There's pictures of him. There's pictures of him with a woman who possibly is his girlfriend. There's pictures of him on vacation in different parts of Europe. There's lots of details that you managed to get and publish and share to the world. How did you manage to do that? This seems like a very rare thing in the world of cybercrime.
Yes, I know. It took me some efforts to achieve this, in particular the fact that I've been monitoring them for 2.5 years. So at the end, Anton, his nickname is Crotrio, he made a mistake. He registered a domain using his personal email address and parked it within the command and control infrastructure of the Kubeface botnet, which I was monitoring at the time. This is how I revealed his real identity. He made a simple mistake, and this is how it all happened.
So in other words, because not just criminals, but lots of people use the same nickname across different parts of the internet, across different services, because he registered one of the Kubeface domains or one of the domain names associated with the Kubeface group, that therefore you were able to track that across various other types of social networks and link an online handle with an actual person.
Exactly. I managed to find an advertisement for Sphinx Kittens. Then I found the same phone number that was given in the advertisement of the Egyptian Sphinx Kitten was also used to sell a BMW. From there, I found his Flickr account. Then I found his Foursquare account. I also found his VContact account, his Twitter account, his WebMoney account, his ICQ number, pretty much everything, including his address, his surname, Anton Nikolaevich Korochenko, literally everything. This all happened just because he made a simple mistake, and this is what I've been waiting for them to make a mistake over the past 2 years.
In a way, it seems almost kind of ironic that Kubface, you know, they targeted their victims based on social engineering, based on tricking people into downloading things on Facebook, and yet they themselves were victims of oversharing on these very same social networks, maybe not Facebook, but as you said, the Russian equivalent, the VKontakte.ru website.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's very ironic. They thought they were invisible. No one was monitoring them, and then they made a mistake. They started forgetting that they're on everyone's radar for being the Kubface gang, and they made a simple mistake, which led to total exposure.
Well, Mr. Dancho Danchev, I really appreciate your taking the time, and best of luck in your future work.
Thank you, Saras. Glad to be on the show.